Hey guys, thanks for attending this talk about CalcLang. CalcLang is a language for calculations. So calculations, CalcLang. And in CalcLang, we write pure functions without side effects. Some of you have probably heard that soundbite before. No side effects means because I tried to develop CalcLang to be flexible. Now, I use a lot of terminology whenever I described functions, but pure functions are similar to formulas and spreadsheets. I'm not the first person to say that, so you'll hear me mix up those terms, formulas and functions. And I want to show you the CalcLang website, which is calclang.dev. So here's the logo, and here are the things that are important. And down below, we have some examples. So there are some finance examples that are simple computationally, some simulations that are simple computationally, some maths art examples, and some other little demos of things. I want to show you some of these. We'll start with the savings calculator, but I want to use a new experimental website, which is this. So here we're looking at a savings calculator, a visualization. We're saving 1,000 every year for 5 years. We're getting interest, 2%, and we end up with 5,308. And over here, separate to the visualization, this visualization uses numbers from CalcLang model, which is separate. And we have the formulas here and the inputs here. So we have formulas, input, output. And I want to show you the formulas. Formulas are the building blocks of calculations here. So if you look at the balance, the savings balance, this is the most important output here. Apart from some edge cases, the balance, the savings balance is the previous year's saving balance, plus deposits, new deposits, plus interest. And we can look at interest. And it's the balance from the previous year's balance, times interest rate. So now I'll point out some things about this code. First of all, you might notice it looks like JavaScript. It looks like JavaScript because it's based on JavaScript. It compiles into JavaScript. Secondly, there's only two new primitives to know about CalcLang, formulas and inputs. Here, balance is a formula and it's blue, although you can't really see it here. And interest rate is an input and it's pink. And although balance is a formula and interest rate is an input, we can change it up here. Balance is the formula we just saw. Formulas and inputs are both implemented as JavaScript functions. So we call interest rate like it's a function. Fourthly, everything being a function it's a nice uniformity, but it means there's a lot of calls and there's a lot of brackets. We've got brackets, 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 brackets. But mostly these brackets are empty. And that's because the CalcLang compiler will analyze how inputs are used, and it will populate brackets for you. And those last two properties are motivated by flexibility, which is something I'll speak more about tomorrow in particular. Today, I'm going to focus more on interactions. So we can interact with this model also from over here. These formulas. And if we double click a number, we get this overlay of the numbers that we used to calculate a number. So 5,308 is 5,204 plus 104. And if we can navigate here, 104 is 5,204 times 2%. So we can see the whole workings of a calculation and dependencies. So this is showing you a visualization of numbers and interacting with the workings and the formulas. But numbers that are on this in this website. So what about meeting numbers where they are? For this next example, I'm going to ask you to use your imagination a little bit. So we can imagine this is a piece of paper somewhere. It's got these numbers on it. 100,000, 4%, 10 years, and it's a loan, and there's a repayment amount, 12,329 per year. So this 12,329, it was calculated, so it has workings. It was probably calculated on a computer, and I know it was because I calculated it with Calculang. And with just this, which links a formula, which links the formulas and the inputs, then I can share not just the number, but also the workings. So where that brings you is, it's 12,329. Where that brings you is here, 12,329, repayment amount. And you can check the factors that are used. Now I don't want to convince you if this is right or wrong. The answer might be that it depends. But just to show a way to share workings along with a number. So this interacting with numbers and seeing the workings behind a number and sharing it, it's something we can debate it being useful for one person or another, but it's something we can debate for all users of numbers. And that brings me to developers. And numbers are a lot of what we do on computers, I think. So this example is a bar chart. You might anticipate what will happen, but we can move around. It's a projection of a tree of a world. And how does this work then? There's a map, 2D map. And a player in it, and there's walls, and there's a field of view. I'll turn around and look at this direction. And this, the calculations behind this, just to show you how the bar chart works. It's we split the field of view. To produce this image, we split this field of view into many different directions, and we cast imaginary rays in every direction until they hit a wall, and then we calculate a distance. And for rays that travel far, that have a long distance, like these ones, then we give them small bars. And for rays which are interrupted by a wall at a short distance, then we give them big bars. And these bars here are very big because they catch this green block right beside us. Now, we can go deeper and we can, with a few clicks, see the workings as we interact with this. And look at the formulas for the distance. So this distance is, there's two distances here. We can see the steps of the algorithm by highlighting here. So this is the first intersection with a horizontal grid line. There's no wall. This is the second. There's no wall. This is the third. And there's a wall. So we stop and we can calculate a distance. Now, there was a bug here. I don't know if you saw it. But if we go back, so we can travel back to our gameplay. Here. There's something wrong with this should be a smooth edge, or at least this bar should not be so small. From the map, it looks like, from the down here, it looks like the ray is going through this corner, which it shouldn't. And so can we figure out why? If we go through the workings. There is a check here, no wall. But here, there should be a wall. So this check looks wrong. Let's look at what's going on in here. So X is like 2 and a little bit, and Y is 3. X 2 and a little bit, 3 is a blue wall. So that seems wrong. In this formula, there are checks for the boundaries at the edges. So that's not relevant here. And we have this lookup against the map to find the walls. And there is a subtraction here of a little value, which is a fudge. And it looks like our x is just very close to 2. And that fudge throws it down to 1. And then it doesn't find a wall. So we're hit with this bug. Now, I'm going to show you how we can fix that by making the fudge smaller, and I won't remove it because it says it's necessary. So, okay, thanks. So now we compiled with our change, and we can hot reload. So now we can see a fixed wall. And in case we missed it, we can go back and forward. So before, after. We can travel through more gameplay just to make sure there's no regressions with that. And these scenes look fine. So that's our change made, and we're happy with that. So here we saw interacting with a visualization, a simulation of a world, and some developer things like hot reload, time travel, which are things I think are well suited to functional programming, which Calclang is close to. One more example. Whereas this one is a bar chart, this next example is a scatter plot. We've got stars, and we can travel through them. I can speed this up. And we can say that the state of this visualization is calculated by Calclang. And on the left, we can see the state and the workings for that state and updates in real time. And it was watching this from start to finish that I noticed that there is some redundant code here. This condition is never false. Now, in these examples, I showed some interactions with numbers and their formulas and their workings, and sharing a way to share numbers with the workings. For numbers, we looked at numbers in the world, imaginary. And we looked at numbers for a simulated world. But the enabler for all of Vervin I showed is this. It's the separation of concerns, and it's the pure functions, which is the same enabler for the aims of Calc-Lang, which are to be shareable and communicable. It helps to not have programming mixed in with your numbers, to be shareable and communicable as far as numbers is concerned. To be transparent, it helps to operate with, to work with different views, to be interoperable, so that tools can give different perspectives. To be verifiable, it helps to be pure, so that the same inputs going into a function, you can expect a predictable output. And flexibility and reusability is this. These two are things I'm going to talk about tomorrow in declarative and minimalistic computing dev room. But that's all for my talk today. And now, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to take some.